heart and our minds are open to hear your word. We'll see your word of gladness of heart. Yes, yes, faith is there much more in our hearts. And we'll walk in our own today in the name of Jesus. We'll walk in our own. We'll walk with what is available to us in the written word. We'll walk with what is available to us in Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Where's Pastor Kubi?
Glory to God.
Matthew 28. We are discussing on the topic I titled
Living in the Miraculous Every Day.
What?
Living in the Miraculous Every Day.
Glory to God.
Living in the Miraculous. So Matthew 28.
Sir, you said living in the Miraculous. How? What are you looking at the matter? Said, go there first. We see miraculous there. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. He says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. He said, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. He said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the age. He says, go make disciples.
So, listen to this.
The main purpose of preaching and teaching the gospel is to make disciples.
Are you?
The reason for the local church.
We're going to look at this. Remember, for those of you who saw the flyer, I said we are getting prepared for what CRC.
Hallelujah.
So it's flowing into it.
Now, something Paul said in the background that was not really seen, that you need to study well to see, is the fact that when he says go make disciples, there is something in the background that Paul was relating to. That is the local church. Because that word disciples, material, you know, when that word material is used, a citadel of learning is in place.
Do you understand me?
So it involves both the people, the teacher, and the location. Do you understand? So when they say go make disciples, the matitis is in place. Do you understand me? You have the matitis, you have the didaskalos, which is the teacher. The matitis, which is the disciple, and then you have the ecclesia. Do you understand me? The location. So as they go make disciples, means to bring them to somewhere. Do you understand me? So when he says go make disciples, so it becomes the hallmark. Okay, let me not put it as hallmark, but you know that is the major reason why the gospel is taught, for disciples to be made, for disciples to be raised. You understand? For disciples to be raised. So he said, go make disciples. When a believer is not making disciples, he's not raising disciples, he is not fulfilling Christ's purpose. Or he's not fulfilling, let me put it like this, he's not fulfilling Christ's mandate in the earth. Stop fulfilling it. Stop fulfilling Christ's mandate in the earth. Because Christ's mandate is for us to go make disciples. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, a lot of people have resorted to online church because of coronavirus. Well, I'm not laughing at them because there is no training in place. Do you understand? Those things are not in place. Someone was asking me, how can this church, result to 20 when in a service there are over 5,000. That's it, because there's no real discipleship. Because if there's real discipleship, when they say reduce to 2, it's not 2 or 3. Hallelujah. 2 or 3 is a church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even if they say we should meet 2-2, we will meet. We will still have this physical meeting. Will not result to online. There's something about meeting together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Paul would tell Timothy, say the things you've learned from me amongst many witnesses. You understand? The things you've learned from me amongst many witnesses, say the same commit to faithfulness. So there's something about raising or there is something about physical meeting. That is how disciples are raised. You understand? That's how disciples are raised. Disciples are not raised over the internet. Disciples are not raised over phone chats. No, disciples are raised in physical meetings. I hear him.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
So he now says, go make disciples. Say, teaching them to observe. So we say, discipleship is achieved via teaching. Discipleship is not achieved via song rehearsal. It's achieved via teaching. It's not achieved via how to worship. Someone was speaking to me some days back and he said, I love this man of God because I learned how to worship from him. So I'm his disciple. You are not well. When you barely listen to him.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So when he says go teaching, so that tells you that discipleship is achieved via teaching. You cannot take away that part from Christianity. Christianity is a knowledge-based faith. Do you understand me? Christianity is a knowledge. They say, go make disciples, teaching them. Do you understand me? So in teaching, we call it get knowledgeable. Hallelujah. Look at Paul's prayer. In Ephesians, in Colossians, he prays for Ewan and Philippi. For Philemon. Hallelujah. They say that the communication of your faith will become effectual. Philemon 6 says, by the acknowledgement, epignosis, of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Are you hearing me? So, Christianity is a knowledge based faith. It's a knowledge based faith. Hallelujah. There are so many people, like our message is for today. There are so many people who know how to minister healing. They know how to minister healing. But you know, they know how to minister the power of God, but they don't know how to receive healing or believe God for the miraculous for themselves. Now, several people like that. Are you hearing me? There are people who know how to lay hands on the sick, receive healing, but when they are sick, first thing that comes to their mind is to run to MRS. Hallelujah. They know how to, but they don't know how to receive for themselves. This is because they know the thought. I am. It's because they know the thought. There was a time in the world where some pastors believed that they were telling that the power of God that is available to the believer is for others, it's not for you. No. You know that it's because it's a knowledge, you know, they've not been taught that way. You understand? So they've not been taught of the scripture how to receive the miraculous for themselves or walk in the miraculous every day. You understand? They've not been taught well. Are you hearing me? So I was sharing with some pastors a few days ago. And I said, I heard this from Elder Kenneth Hagin or Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. And he said, one of them, I'm still trying to find out who it was, he said, the anointing of God's Spirit, and you know, one of them used the same word, the anointing of God's Spirit that you have is for both, is for yourself first and then for others. You know, that's quite very true. The power of God will work for you also. Do you understand? But many a times believers don't know how to. In fact, some people think today, some people say that the power of God is for others. God gives you this power because of others. So therefore, when you fall sick, they will even quote even Elijah. Elisha felt ill and died. Do you understand? Okay, Elisha felt ill and died, but rather was anointed in his bones. No. Elisha felt ill, and if you look at Elisha's story, you discover that Elisha shouldn't have died. With so much the way he died. Not he shouldn't have died, but he should have died the way he died of sickness. Because when you read further, his bones, when they pulled someone who was dead, on his bones, the person revived. Do you understand? Meaning there was as much power in Elisha's bones that would have made him well. But he died of a sickness. Are you following me? Hallelujah.
I guess the person who said that is tilting towards Chris. Pastor Chris, tilting that way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, it's very important.
Christianity is a religious based faith.
You act, it's a knowledge based faith. Thank you. The way you act is, or the way you live, is a product of what you've come to know about Christ. You cannot, your worship of God will not go above your knowledge, above the knowledge you have about Him. What am I saying? Permit my construction.
You understand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, what I have it here is, you act to the degree about what you know. Hallelujah. So this is the reason why Jesus will ask us to teach. Jesus will ask us to teach your disciples. You teach your disciples.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, it is in teaching the disciples,
and we knowing, learn from the scripture, that we discover that Jesus never said goodbye. Right? So therefore that song, He's coming back again, my God. You see that? No, we acted that way because why?
We acted to the degree of our knowledge.
Do you understand? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are some people who believe God only heals malaria and typhoid. And there are people who believe when it comes to serious illness like Ebola, HIV, there's no cure. Do you understand? That's why people have that in their subconscious mind. So, when such things come around them, you see, okay, let me give an example.
When someone comes here now
and say, I'm having HIV. You know, if someone sits down there and you listen to the person, you will hug the person, you shake the person and say, I'm HIV positive. Your reaction will change immediately. You start. How do I touch? Even if you don't want to show it. Why? Because you think the power of God can't work there.
That is what you are. That is the way you act.
Are you hearing me? Glory to God. I'll give an example. The other day I went to the hospital and I was laying hands on sick people. And I got to a guy who had I don't know the illness. Well, I was secondary school, I don't know those things, but he had pus all over his leg, all those injuries, pus all over his leg, and was swollen. A bit of elephantiasis, all those pus. And we laid hands on everything. And I grabbed the legs with the mukwa and laid my hands on him. And shouted, "Heal!" We have that preaching, and then we will teach and teach and teach and teach and teach and teach and teach. Then I will lay hands. I don't just jump. I will teach and teach and teach, and then I will not lay hands. When I lay hands on the guy, grab the leg and I hear, and I was shouting, "Be healed, be healed." And that was the last person I ministered to that day. And I jumped home, got home, and what observed me was wheat. I saw wheat. And unknowingly for me, listen, I got home, I had prayed, and unknowingly for me, I was supposed to wash my hands. And I dipped my hands and I've eaten well. When I was done, I was about to finish the food, and I remembered. I just remembered the case. Ha! And I remember the leg. Ah! And I said, I don't wash my hands. Ah!
Now the food was already inside.
I can't throw them away. Glory to God. And just at that point, I remember what Kenneth Hagin said. We don't catch the flu, we kill the flu. Glory to God.
And I said, I killed it. I didn't catch it. I killed it.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And this is years gone by. And I didn't fall sick. Glory to God.
So you see, it's knowledge based. It's knowledge based.
Glory to God.
You believe that the guy got healed? Then why are you afraid? Are you following me?
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
It says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Let us get into the heart of man, the things God, which God has prepared for them who love him, for he has revealed them to us by the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I mean, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 now. Verse 12, he said, we'll receive not the spirit of this world. He said, but the spirit which is from God, that we might know. You see that? Okay, verse 11 first. He said, for what man knoweth the things of a man except the man and the spirit which is in him? He said, even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit. He said, we'll receive not the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Hallelujah, that we might know.
Glory to God.
We might know. It is not freely given to us of God. So which things will speak? We speak also in the words. I mean, not in words in which man's wisdom teaches, but with the Holy Ghost teaches. He compares the spiritual things to the spiritual. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually designed. But he who is spiritual to these all things, and himself is rightly judged by no one. He says, for who hath known the mind of God, that he may instruct him? Say, we'll have the mind of Christ, we'll have the understanding of Christ.
Hallelujah. We have the understanding of Christ. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So we come to know and act on what we know from the scriptures. That we might know those things that are freely given to us of God.
Hallelujah.
75% of the time we'll find Jesus in the incarnation. 75% of the time he's teaching. We'll find him teaching. Matthew 4:23. Look at Matthew 4:23 quickly. We'll find Jesus teaching. Matthew 4:23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases among the people. We'll find him doing what? Teaching. Hallelujah. Look at Matthew 9. Matthew 9, verse 35. What is he doing here? He said, then Jesus went all about the city and villages, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease amongst the people. Hallelujah. So Jesus is found teaching. He's found teaching. When Nicodemus came to meet him, he called him Rabbi. What is Rabbi? A Rabbi is one who explains, one who is giving to the teaching of the Jewish scriptures. You understand me? A rabboni, a rabbi, he's called rabbi, that's the name he's formally called in the four gospels. Hallelujah. One who teaches the scripture. So he's found teaching. Say, thou art a teacher sent from God. You understand me? He's called a teacher. He's found teaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And most of the times, his healing ministry, are a product of his teaching ministry. Look all through. Look at all his healings. Hallelujah. Look at all the teaching meetings. He ended up with healing. Ended up with miracles. Hallelujah. So his teaching ministry, or rather the healing ministry, is the product of his teaching ministry. Hallelujah. Pastors now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in the teaching, today, we shall be looking on how to recognize when is the miraculous and working in it.
Hallelujah.
What are we looking about today? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the reason why we are looking at this is because several times many people don't know how to recognize and receive miracles for themselves.
They don't have not to recognize and receive miracles for themselves.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Shego will say the healing power or the miraculous can be very close, but yet some cannot recognize it. That's what we say that. Say some cannot recognize it. It can be very close, but some cannot recognize it. Kenneth Hagin will say, if the Holy Ghost, say for some people, if the Holy Ghost will put on their own hat and walk down the street, he said, many people will not recognize it.
Because people are just carried away. Hallelujah. A lot of people there.
I was watching something. One of the same people cannot pronounce coronavirus.
He just left on his mouth. And this is Corona. Who called it Corona? Sounds so funny. Hallelujah.
But we don't know when the power of God is available. So say it also that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at Mark chapter 6. Something very important. And that is how some people behave. Mark 6 from verse 1 to 6. So when he went out from there, he came to his own country. And his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is given to him that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, Judas and Simeon? Are not his sisters here with us? So they were offended at him. Verse 4. And Jesus said to them, a prophet is but without honor, except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Now he could not do any mighty works there, except that he laid hands on few people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. Then he went about the villages in a circuit, doing what? What was he doing? Teaching. Why was he teaching? Was teaching because there was unbelief there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So very, very important. They called him a carpenter. He is not a carpenter. They knew him so well. They knew his history very well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you see, the Bible says Jesus could not do any mighty work. They say he marveled at their unbelief. Hallelujah. So the way you see men will tell how you can receive from them. The way you see men will tell how you can receive from them. They knew Jesus as a carpenter. They knew he was not from a wealthy home. They knew he was not a $10 son. They knew. Hallelujah. They knew him so well. Hallelujah. So the natural way they saw him affected how they could receive from him. So in receiving the miraculous, you must learn to walk in honor. You must learn to walk where? In honor. You get to see that shortly. You must learn to walk in honor. And that's why we had that teaching yesterday on honor. Hallelujah. You must learn to walk in honor. To receive. You must learn to walk in honor. You must see men not in their natural or not in the natural, but as God has placed them. You must see men for where God has placed them. You must see them from where God has placed them. Because the way you see them will tell how you will address them. The way you see them will tell how you will address them. Pastor Shepherd shared with us how he had two set of people. One was a close relative, another one was someone on Facebook that reached out to him. The one that they were both having the same condition. They were both in coma. Now, the one that was on Facebook told his cousin to reach out to Pastor Chris, which is Pastor Shep. And Pastor Shep only prayed, only just delivered the person, and the person came out of coma. But his own relative, listen, his own relative, he said he had to go there physically, and he prayed. Yeah, that person was still in coma.
Do you understand?
Yeah, the person was still in coma. And he said,
When he was having that discussion with
Reverend Tooks,
I was all right, right?
So he had that conversation
with Reverend Tokumbo, and he said what he replied him was simply saying, what was that person on Facebook called? That person calls me pastor. Listen, pastor. Now you will really see what was she calling me? He said, God me by my name. He said, that is the difference. So you see that? That is the problem. Are you following me? Because the way you see people will tell how you address them. If you see one where God has placed him, you address that one that way. Are you hearing me? The fact that he's your brother, you know he called up all his boxers, you call him by his name.
You are not being wise. You are not being wise as a believer. Are you hearing me? You are not being wise. Everybody are talking to him and you draw your mouth. You are not being wise. He is your cell leader, so he's your leader. Because you know the color of all these singlets. They are not calling him by his name.
You are not calling him by his name. You don't want to say, Timmy! You are not well. You are not being taught to.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You see men from that place where God has placed them. Do you understand? You see, and that will form how you address them. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Glory to God.
Most times, I really don't need to ask somebody, do you respect me?
I just listen to how you address me, or you address another believer, will tell how you see the person. Are you hearing me? The way you address another believer will tell me, I will know how you address, how you see the person.
If you see the person in the if you see the person where God has placed him, glory to God. We need to be a bit fast. Hallelujah. Look at Mark chapter 9. Verse 17 quickly.
And one in the crowd answered and said, Teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at his mouth, garnishes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples and that they should cast it out, but they could not.
You know, if you read Luke's account, he called it epilepsy. Hallelujah. They could not. Verse 19. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So they brought him to him, and he saw him. Immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming in his mouth. So he asked the father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood. Take note of that. He said, from where? From childhood. Hallelujah. From childhood. Many a times, some of us get, because a sickness has stayed for a while, some people get used to the sickness. And you hear some people now start saying, that my ulcer has come back again.
That my typhoid. Because he comes, sorry to say, they say if you are AA, if you are malaria, if you are brothers and sisters, I don't know how to do that. I don't have a fortress on that.
I'm not.
Hallelujah. I'm not eating. So don't be wise and looking to me again. I'm not eating. Glory to God. Okay, so they say, now,
I'm just giving her as an example.
You know, some people get to a point that every month they now buy, it's not normal. I know someone, he buys malaria medicine at the beginning of every month. So, as he's going to market to buy foodstuff, he is buying malaria drugs. How is that funny? Is it for a teaching? Is that not funny? But he has come to the point where he has said that. Are you hearing me? It's not simple said, we must treat malaria every month. You know that? So someone like that can just come out and say, no, this is my malaria, this is my typhoid. So the fact that a sickness, a condition has stayed for a long time, doesn't make it yours. You know, some people begin to lose the flair for the healing ability. Someone asked me one day, I won't call the name of the guy, he's a bit popular. They asked me, would you, if you are asked to lay hands on this guy, for the guy to get back to normal, would you do it? I said, I would do it. And they asked me why he's not the pastor. I said, because this guy has said he likes his condition. I don't want to call it, by call the condition, you will know the person. Hallelujah. He said he likes the condition. In fact, he uses men of God to joke. There is an easy them to joke. Unnecessary joke. He said he has no kind of church here. I've gone to every kind of church, I've seen every kind of. He said, if I like my condition like this. Now tell me, he has come to see it as his condition. True, he was not born that way, but he has come to accept it as the reality of his life. Are you hearing me? So some people are like that. Well, that is not the case, but I just have to bring this in order to point some things out for us to see. Are you hearing me? The fact that the condition has remained that way, even though the sickness. I hear me. Some people have come to accept poverty. They say, no, I'm born poor. I will remain poor. Some people have come to accept from certain conditions in their life and they think that is how life should be for them. No, brothers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at verse 22 and 23 and see what Jesus replied. Look at verse 23. And Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. All things are possible to him who believes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Glory to God. Let's go back to that verse 61. There's something I skipped that I wanted to say. You know, most times when we have such illness or such condition for a while, it now forms the way we speak. Do you understand this? It now forms the way we speak because we are getting acquainted to it. But you know, you have to watch what you say at such times. You have to watch what you say. He said, all things are possible to them who believe. So we can know by your words if you believe God for the miraculous. Who know by your words? Are you hearing me? Who know by your words if you believe God for the miraculous? If you do, glory to God. If you do, by your words, who know? By your words, who know? I believe God for a result that looks very impossible. I believe God for a result. See, listen. I believe God for a result, and I got it. This is not possible for my head, but I got it. Just remain with your belief. You see, if you believe, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he says all things here will refer in context to the miraculous. Hallelujah. All things will refer to the miraculous are possible to them that believe. All things are possible to them that believe. All things are possible. All things are possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When it comes to the miraculous, when you believe, all things are possible. And we'll know from your words. Glory to God. We'll know from your words. Your words, you remain dogged with your word. You remain dogged with your words. It doesn't matter what happens around you, you are dogged. You keep saying the same thing.
No shaking, no wavering. You are saying the same thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who know from your words? Are you following me? Glory to God. In my head, I still remember. Let me share it with some people. I want to check my result. I know the result that was bad. I know now how to say it well. There, I don't know how to say it well. I know the result that was bad. And if I don't get that result, I can't get to school. But I believe God. Hallelujah. It's not a joke. I believe God for that result. I believe God. I believe God. And did it change? It did. Glory to God. It did.
Why? Yes. When I went to print my results, it was not there.
No. I believe God. Hallelujah. When I got to find out they wanted to do result verification, I checked again. It was not there. That is 5 years after. I believe God. Hallelujah. I believe God. Glory to God. You can believe God for the miracles.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, all things are possible to them that believe.
All things are possible to them that believe. Luke 1:37. The angel came to Mary. Look at Luke 1:37.
It says, you know, he spoke to her about how she'll give birth to a child. And, you know, the angel now said, for with God, nothing would be impossible. It's
very similar. Say, with God, nothing is impossible. That's the same. Say, with God, nothing is impossible. You know, the Greek will have it as, for no word of God is without power.
No word of God is without power or lacks power. No word of God lacks the ability to perform.
No word of God lacks the ability to perform. That's what the angel said. No word of God lacks that ability to perform.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Nothing shall be impossible to them that believe. All things are possible to him that believe. No word of God lacks the ability to perform. Look at verse 38. And what did she do? She believed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Naturally, a man has to meet with a woman for him to conceive. Right? Right? But this is not the case. Hallelujah. Say, the power of God will overshadow you. It will overshadow you. Hallelujah. That is what miracles are.
Or that is what miracle, a miracle is.
What is the word miracle? It's the same word where you find where you have power. It's the word dunamis. They have the same root word. Root word, dunamis. Dunamis. Hallelujah. Dunamis, dunamos.
Hallelujah. Dunamis. The same root word. Hallelujah. The word dunamis, as you know, is the dynamic ability to cause changes. The dynamic ability to orchestrate a change. Miracles are the actual display of power. Miracles are the actual display of power.
The actual display of the power of God is called miracle. The actual display of the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You cannot have a miracle without the power of God. It is God's power in demonstration. Miracle is God's power in demonstration. It is supernatural. Miracles are supernatural. They are supernatural.
So that they were talking about the workings of miracles, right? Power gift. Hallelujah.
Miracles are supernatural. because, or rather, you say it is that which causes a distinction or a distortion, rather, in the natural process of things. There's a natural process of things. But the power of God, miracle is when there's a distortion in that natural process of things. The natural process of things is for a man to mate with a woman to have a child. Hallelujah. But when there is a distortion in that natural process, it's called what? Miracles. Why do we need miracles? We'll get to see that soon. Why do we need miracles? Is the healing that natural process of things are wrong? No. No. There's nothing wrong with natural process of things. Natural things or natural process of things is not wrong. But when the natural, when the result of the natural is not what is desired, then a miracle is a place. Hallelujah. Are you following me? When the natural process of things is not what is desired, or what is the desired outcome, then a miracle is needed. Then a miracle is needed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, natural process of things is for a man who is crippled to just continue living without walking. Right? Just remain crippled. That's natural process of things. There's nothing that can be done. You've lost your ability to walk, so therefore you can't walk. Right? Natural process of things that you need a wheelchair, right? But when there's a distortion in that process is when the man stands up to walk against medical practitioners, against medical advices. Are you hearing me? That is a miracle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's why we say it is supernatural. It is supernatural. When we say it is supernatural, sometimes and many a times it might not look logical. It might not look logical. A man with leprosy, you tell him to go take his bath away in Jordan 7 times. It might not look logical. That is Elisha. Hallelujah. For it's a miracle. It does not look logical. That the head of an ass fell and sank inside the water, and you took the wool and you placed it on the water. What happened? The head floated. It does not look logical. Many a times miracles doesn't look logical. And that is why it's the power of God. Hallelujah. That's why it's the power of God. That's why it's the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not logical. It is the power of God working, suspending natural processes. Miracles suspend natural processes. Suspend natural processes. I'll give an example of my brother. He had a fracture in his skull. That was when we were going. He was playing on a ring on his friends. And then went off the floor. And for months and months, he was having come off his head. For months and months. And they said there's no process, there's no way they can get it done. Just have except via operation. That they have to carry out a surgery on the head. You understand? It was that very serious. You can't even look at his head as at that point. So because of that, no, he suffered a lot of things for many people. And I fought a lot of things for him for many people. So that was, those were the days I was a fighter. For the sake of my brother. Because we knew what we were going through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he was booked for his surgery. He was booked for his surgery. But yet he believed God. will believe God. Till the morning of the surgery will believe God.
We were praying and fasting. Then I was just in primary 5.
But we were praying and fasting. We were praying and fasting. My mom would tell us then, he said, no razor will touch him. No razor will touch the head.
Because it was like somehow like a 50-50 chance, stuff like that, all those things that might affect him, he might not, he might be, he might have some things like that. But we'll say no. My mom said no.
No razor will touch your head. But yet they took him to the hospital.
Hallelujah.
But before they would receive, that was like a day. We were listening to a program on the TV by Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, and he mentioned this case. And we believed God for the miracle. In fact, we rejoiced on truth. We were happy that at least we don't go for the surgery because they called this case. You know those days you sit, you might not know those days. Hallelujah. That's around, I was in just one, that was around 1992,000. I would sit. We are listening to Atmos 7 Miracles. So they mentioned his case. He mentioned that he was sitting on the couch, wearing this and this and that. You have this, you are booked for operation, you are healed. We didn't see, we were rejoicing, but we didn't see a stop in the head. We see how those mucus come out. Are you hearing me? But we went to the hospital for the same operation. But as soon as we got to the surgical hall, you know what I'm saying? As soon as I was there,
I was at home.
Glory to God. But as soon as they got to the surgical hall, when the doctor came, they were dressed to perform the operation and they got to the head. They were touching it and they couldn't find any more there. And they asked, I wasn't this guy we saw last week. They said, yes. They looked at that and they said, it's fine and okay. That he doesn't need any surgery anymore. Glory be to God. That is the power of God. That's the power of God. It didn't take up to an hour. We saw my dad and my brother. And we asked him, what happened? He said, he's healed. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
I didn't know what it means to be healed like that. But I saw my mom cry.
Oh, glory to God. The power of God.
Hallelujah.
That's the power of God. That's the power of God. You can believe God that way. Even though we've received the healing, though we didn't see it immediately, but yet we believe. Do you understand me? Yet we believe. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me?
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The power of God suspends the natural process.
By the natural process, it's the happiness that we've flown abroad, that was 2 years ago, to perform a surgery that would have costed about 11 million. But it didn't happen. Because why? The power of God was present. Hallelujah. The power of God is present. Glory to God. They said she needed to be a bone marrow transplant. But no, the power of God was present. The power of God was present. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah.
So you know, you can believe God that way. Hallelujah.
So, what am I saying? A miracle will occur when men believe.
A miracle will happen when men believe for it and will receive it in their words.
Hallelujah. We will see your belief in your words. If a man believes, he will speak.
There's a way I want to put it. Not every word that a man says is coming from the fact that he believes. But every word, everything he believes, he will say.
And how it's structured.
Do you understand me? Everything a man says doesn't mean he believes. But a man will say everything he believes. Do you understand that?
Do you understand that? Hallelujah. Meaning you can say without believing, but you cannot believe without saying. You cannot believe without saying.
Glory to God.
You cannot believe without saying. When you believe, you see. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So a man will walk in the miraculous when he believes for a miracle. And fill it up with the right report about the miraculous. We'll look shortly at the woman with the issue of blood. But before we look at that, you know, it's good to understand the fact that we must know that. It's good for us to know the fact that the scriptures is full of the miraculous. Men and women who believe for the miraculous. Men and women who wrote the miraculous. In the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 3, we found Peter with a guy at the gate called Beautiful. Hallelujah. When Peter was like him, he said, faith in Christ is what made this man to walk. Faith in Christ. Believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say the name of Jesus and faith in the name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 6, verses 8. Acts 6, 8. You should have read this. But let's look at it. Acts 6, verse 8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs amongst the people. Great wonders and signs amongst the people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Acts 8, from verse 6 to 8, Philip did miracles amongst the people also. In Acts 16, Paul and Silas. When in prison, their hands chained, their legs chained. Naturally, there is no way out, right? But they believe for a miracle. They believe for a miracle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They believe for a miracle. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the epistles teaching that the miraculous is what we have in our spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, he mentions about the workings of miracles, healings, gift of healing, and faith as what? Endowment in our spirit. As endowment in our spirit. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 5. Galatians 3 verse 5. It says, therefore he who supplies the spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Hallelujah. Miracles are wrought through faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are wrought through faith with the power of God. Miracles happen. Miracles happen because men believe. Are you hearing me? Because men believe. Miracles happen because men believe. Where the power of God is available, listen, let me put it like this. Where the power of God is, miracles can happen. Where the power of God is, miracles happen. If men believe. So the question will not be, where is the power of God? Where is the power of God? We'll find the power of God in the written word. Hallelujah. We'll find the power of God in the written word. Glory to God. So, meaning, if I act on the written word, a miracle can happen.
or will happen, rather. Are you hearing me?
Just acting on the written word. Where is the power of God? Where can it be found? Ephesians chapter 3, verses 19. Ephesians 3:19. I'll start from verse 29. He said, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask of things, according to the power that works in us. Where is the power of God? The power of God is in everyone who believes. Glory to God. So therefore, if the power of God is in everyone who believes, I then must see the power of God in every believer. Are you hearing me? I must see the power of God in every believer. The power of God is in the Spirit. It's in the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is in the believer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So therefore, I must honor every believer and see them as one carrying the power of God. If I'm to receive and walk in the miraculous. Are you following me? Glory to God. If I must receive and walk in the miraculous.
Hope you're following me. Glory to God. Glory to God.
So then let's go to understand how available is the power of God. How available is the power of God? How available is the power of God? Well, since the power of God is in every believer, since the power of God is in the written word, since the power of God is in the Spirit of God that we have, that means the power of God is always available. How available is the power of God? Always. How available is the power of God for healing? Always. How available is the power of God for supply? Always. How available is the power of God for a provision? Always. I can believe the power. I can believe for a miracle. Every day. Every day. Every day. Hallelujah. I can walk in the miraculous every day. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I can walk in the miraculous every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say that to your neighbor. I can walk in the miraculous every day. Hallelujah. Look at Luke chapter 5, from verse 4 into 6. There was a miracle of provision. Jesus met Simon when he called him to be his disciple. And he met him in his boat. And he told him, he couldn't catch, and he told him, trust your nets that he needs. And he did. Glory to God. Naturally, he has tried every way. You understand? Simon Peter was a fisherman, PhD in fishery. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Professor of fishery. Because none of the first thing he did when Jesus left there, he ran back, he said, let's go fishing. Hallelujah. For the fisherman, you know, glory to God. Hallelujah. So he would have known that he has tried everything. But Jesus said, cast your nets down. He didn't have to argue, and he tried it. Hallelujah. I said, there was a great catch. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A miracle for provision was available. We can believe God for miracles. Hallelujah. In chapter 5, that's in chapter 5 of Luke, for verse 19, there was a miracle of healing immediately. Hallelujah. Miracle of healing. A paralytic man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When his friends took him off the roof, and Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. Glory to God. In John chapter 5,
in John chapter 5. The guy at the pool of Bathsheba was healed. Bethsaida was healed. Being in infirmity for 38 years. This is an example of a man who you would say he has gotten used to the situation. There was a superstition in town that an angel used to come and stay in the pool. So superstition. So for 38 years, you are waiting for the pool to be stirred for you to enter. It's a superstition. Hallelujah. When Jesus met him, what was he doing? What was he saying? He was starting narrating his what? His ordeal. Glory to God. I say Jesus had compassion on him. Hallelujah. And asked him to stand up, take his mat and walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How often does God want a man well? All the time. All the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus was asked a question. He says, if you are willing. Right? He says, if you are willing. And he says, I will. Then you will. He said, I will. So that is God. That's how willing God is. That is how willing God is. And that is why he has made his power available. That's why he has made his power available. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go back to Galatians 3 verse 5 shortly. There's something we have to see there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we go, we'll look at Galatians 5. Galatians 3 verse 5.
I always keep having lose. You want to go to Galatians 5. Sometimes I have to cancel
it.
How
am I going
to Galatians 5?
It happened
last week, right?
Here we go. I said cancel it again to me. I don't know why.
Okay.
Look at John 6. There was miracle of provision again. Jesus fed 5,000 men with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. What is, how should I put it? Imposticant, right? Right? What is imposticant? But you know, miracles suspend the natural process of things. Hallelujah. When men believe for it. When men believe for it. It suspends the natural process of things. When men believe for it. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. It's the power of God at work in the natural process of things. Oh, miracles. In Mark 16:15, Jesus says, tells us,
Jesus lets us know that miracles are signs of the believing ones. Now, it's not, listen, Jesus didn't say it's only the believing ones that can receive miracles. No, you have to understand that. The believing ones will want miracles. Are you hearing me? Meaning the believing ones, listen, can orchestrate the miraculous. Are you hearing me? Can orchestrate the miraculous. Why? Because the power of God is in them. Hallelujah. The same way the believing ones can, the same way a child of God can orchestrate the move of God's Spirit in a certain direction. Hope you know that. Hallelujah. We can orchestrate the move of God. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Who can believe for a miracle? Everyone can believe for a miracle. Whether I'm born again or not born again. Everyone can believe for a miracle. Faith, I need to say this, not part of my notes. Faith for miracles or believing for miracles is not the same as faith for salvation. Are you hearing me? Because someone received a miracle doesn't make him saved. We're going to see that shortly. Hallelujah. So miracles are signs of the believing ones. Hallelujah. Are signs of the believing ones. So when we hear the miraculous, you know, it's not far from we walking in our own.
Hallelujah.
The believer walks in his own.
Because why?
Walking in the miraculous is the believer walking in his own. He was walking in the power of God. The power of God is always at him.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So when I walk down the street, I know
the power of God is available
in me and through me.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the believer can orchestrate the power of God, causing the change and effecting the cure. We can orchestrate it.
Are you hearing me?
Are you hearing me?
Glory to God.
Glory to God. It's always available. It's always available. So therefore, I can live in the miraculous every day.
I can live in the miraculous every day. I can live in the miraculous every day. I can live in constant supply every day. Are you following me? I can live in constant miracles every day.
Glory to God. I need to understand that.
I can live in the miracles.
I can live in the miracles and expect a change in the natural process of things.
Why is it called miracle?
I have to say this one also, in order to balance something for some people. You know, on the shape of stuff, that we will not take things to the extreme. Hallelujah.
I need to do that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, we can live in the miraculous every day, right? Now, okay, let me now help us break it down. We can live in, okay, we can believe for the miraculous every day, right? But you know,
we are in the earth.
I need to get this now. I need to understand it well. Now what I'm doing is because I need to break, how should I be? I need to put a stop to someone taking it extreme, someone that might be listening to my voice years and years to come.
Hallelujah.
Taking it to the extreme, the other end.
Hallelujah.
Taking it to the extreme.
Now, the life,
see, we are in the earth, right? We are in the earth. And this earth is natural, though spiritual. Are you hearing me? So there's a natural process of things. Are you following me? There's a natural process of things. So the miraculous will happen. Listen, the miraculous will happen when the desired outcome of the natural process of things is undesirable. Are you following me? Are you following me? It's not like someone says, no, I believe God for the miracle and I ignore it. You fail. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Or we sit at home and say, no, I believe God. Angels will write on my ear. Don't worry. You will live so after 30 years.
You understand?
Are you hearing me? Are you following me? You want to write an exam, you don't buy the form. You don't buy the jam form. You don't want to jam more. Don't worry. You will jam yourself.
Are you following me?
Are you following me? I'm saying that because
some people can take it to another level. Say, yes, miraculous.
I don't need to eat. This was happening. Hallelujah. So we have to balance it. Hallelujah. But yet, as a believer, we can expect miracles to happen.
Hallelujah.
We can believe God.
When things are not going the right way, you can believe God for a miracle.
Are you hearing me?
Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Glory to God. Are you hearing me?
I believe God for a miracle. I don't want to say this, but I can say it somewhere.
Hallelujah. So it's just like Pastor telling us
the blood of Jesus was shed for your remission of your sins. Right? Not for the washing of your brain. Hallelujah. His hand sanitizer, not anointing oil.
Lord, the power of God is in the anointing oil.
No way. The sleep that is worrying you, you have not recovered. So you are now rubbing anointing oil everywhere. Just sanitize your hands. Right? Just observe it. Just observe it. Just simple. Hallelujah. But yet, we can believe God. We can believe God. Say, I can believe God. I can believe God. To answer that question also again shortly. Why miracles?
Why miracles? We are in the earth. We are supernatural men in the earth. We are supernatural men in the natural world. Hope you know that. Right? So you have to understand that. So another question is, why miracles?
Why miracles? Well, miracles is called signs.
Signs. It's mostly referred to as a sign. What is a sign? A sign means this is not the real thing. A sign means this is not the real thing. A sign means I am pointing you to something else. So miracle is a sign because miracle points us to something else.
What does it point us to? John 20 verse 31. John tells us why he wrote seven miracles. Why he wrote the miracles of Jesus. He says, look at verse 30, he says, and truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. For these are written that you may believe in Jesus, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and in believing you may have life in his name. So miracles point us to Christ.
Points us to the resurrection. Miracle points us to the resurrection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Miracle points us to the resurrection of Christ. Whether before or after. He points us to the resurrection of Christ. Hallelujah. And you know what again a miracle makes us know? Miracle lets us know. Miracles let us know that there is the resurrection of the body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It points us to that fact that this body, you know, when the body is down with sickness, for example, when the body is down with sickness, and then the power of God. Is actually, and let me put it like this, and the man believes in a miracle happens. It shows, it points to the resurrection of Christ, right? It points to the resurrection of Christ, and also points to the fact that there will be a resurrection of this body. This body will become glorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Shegu will call it a foretaste. A foretaste. Glory to God. He will call it a foretaste. A foretaste. Glory to God.
It's not the full taste of it, it's the foretaste. Hallelujah. And there's a resurrection of this body. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So the power of God is always available. Therefore, I can have the miraculous every day.
I can believe for the miraculous every day. I can believe my bills are paid. Hallelujah. My needs are met. My bills are paid. I can believe God for that. After my needs are met, my bills are paid. I believe God for the miraculous. I believe God for the miraculous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My finances are available. Needs are met. Bills are paid. Hallelujah. The sick body is well. I believe God for the miraculous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As a child of God, you was learned to keep hope alive. No matter what, you keep hope alive. I believe God for the miraculous. Hallelujah. You talk that way. You pass that way. There might be no job now. You might be out of job for 3 years, for 2 years. But you know, I believe God. I believe God. Hallelujah. I may not have to eat. But you know, it shouldn't show in my look. You shouldn't show me how I walk and talk. No, I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Hallelujah. And I speak to you like it because I've been in that shoes. I believe God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe God for the miraculous.
You know, most of us will sing that song. The miraculous is mine. It's not just in church.
Hallelujah. When the landlord is knocking on your door. My knees are bent, my bills are paid. My knees are bent, my bills are paid. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe God for the miraculous. Are you hearing me? When the natural processes are failing, they will always fail.
Hallelujah.
But you know, the power of God does not fail. The power of God does not fail. The power of God does not fail. I put too much. See, I put double. If there's a word beyond double, I put on the power of God than on natural things. I believe natural process of things, but you know, I put double of such belief on the word of God. I put double. You see, when the natural process of things does not go in line with what? With the word of God. I don't believe the natural process. I believe God. Just like Paul. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They were going for a shipwreck. And Paul told them, he said, see, I believe God that our lives are preserved. I believe God. He said it. Hallelujah. He said, I believe God. Hallelujah. When the natural process of things doesn't go in line with the word of God, brothers and sisters, switch immediately. I believe God. I believe God.
I believe God.
Hallelujah. You make me laugh. I believe God. It doesn't matter what anybody says. You make me laugh. You dare to say, I believe God. Are you hearing me? You dare to say it. I believe God.
Hallelujah.
Natural process of things is that we sit at home and not come to church. I believe God that men are trained, disciples are raised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe God. I believe God. People say, are you crazy? I believe God. Hallelujah. Another question. Then where is the place of science? I guess I just answered it, right? Hallelujah. You know, people say, yeah. You know, there are some people who take things to be absolute. Say, science is sin. No. 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 Science is not sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Science and God are not in direct and not fighting themselves. No. Hallelujah.
God put science in place, you know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, God doesn't fight with science.
In fact, Paul's closest associate is who? Was the doctor. Luke. Hallelujah. Physician Luke.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
But you know, miracles is God intervening in science. It's God intervening in science. When science does not have a clue, I believe God.
Science doesn't have a clue about corona or corona.
But I believe God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trying to receive that. I don't want to talk about glory to God. But I believe God for the miraculous. You know, as we get to call, you know, we're coming for CRT next week on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. CRT. Hallelujah. You know, as we get to come for CRT, believe God for the miraculous. Glory to God. Believe God for the miraculous. Hallelujah. I believe God for the miraculous. Hey, glory to God. Knees are bent, bills are paid.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at Luke 8 as we begin to round up. Luke 8. Just let me close the book. Does it?
Luke 8.
Woo! Glory to God. Luke 8.
This woman with the issue of blood. Oh, that was verse 40. He said, so it was when Jesus returned. Okay, let's go to verse 41. And behold, there came a man named Jairus. And he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house. For he had an only daughter about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitude taunted him. Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years has spent all her life on physicians and could not be healed by any. Came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow stopped. Hallelujah. Let's look at how Mark will render that. Mark chapter 6. Sorry, second. Glory to God. I wrote my book again. My book. Okay. Mark. Mark chapter 5. Sorry. Hallelujah. I thought it was Mark's. Okay. Mark 5. Glory to God. Now look at verse 35. It's verse 34. So as Jesus went with him, whom Jairus, a great multitude followed him and taunted him. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and suffered many things of many physicians. So she spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. Look at verse 28. For she said, the Greek rendering of that word for she said, not that she just said it once and left, no. The Greek rendering actually means for she continued saying. That is belief. That is wrong. Let me permit me to use this word, rugged faith. That is rugged faith. Rugged belief. She said, she kept saying, if I touch the hem of his garment, I know I'm going to be made well. Hallelujah. He did not of this. She heard to say. She heard. She must have heard of Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the miracle worker. He is the son of David. Just like Thomas. Blind Bartimaeus rather. I said Thomas. Blind Bartimaeus. He said, Jesus, that son of David, have come mercy on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He knew that Jesus was the one passing by. He must have heard of the miracles of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same way this woman, also blind Bartimaeus, as I said, the Bible says when they stopped him, he shouted louder. Rugged faith. Permit that language to speak. Glory to God. Glory to God. The woman said, if I will touch the hem of his garment, I know I'm going to be made well. Oh, I'm not preaching Methodist Church or Anglican or Pentecostal. I'm just preaching. Glory to God. I know I'm going to be made well. I know if I touch the hem of his garment, she has fed herself with the right information. She fed herself with the right information. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And that was what prepared her sin. She must have known that Jesus is the son of David. According to that, he's the son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's saying, remember we said your belief will be seen in your words. You will say it because you believe it. Hallelujah. And you believe it, you say it much more. Hallelujah. You believe it, you say it much more.
You are rugged much more than saying it.
Hallelujah.
You are rugged than saying it.
Hallelujah. There were many guys, you know, some people would have just given up, but you know, she pushed. She pressed for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That press order might be that they tell you medically it's not possible. They are telling you medically it's impossible for you to be healed. Medically you can't get it well. They are telling you there's no cure for it. They are telling you in this world, you know, you have lived your life in poverty. You think poverty is all that there is to life. You know? Glory to God. But you know, I believe God for the miracles. I believe God for the miracles. Hallelujah. She knew that was not the end of her stay. She knew that 12 years of hemorrhage doesn't mean she's going to live the rest of her life that way. Hallelujah. Even if she doesn't get to touch Jesus today, she knows that she's going to touch him. She knows she's going to touch the hem of his garment. She knows. Come what may. I might be in it for 12 years. It doesn't matter how long I've stayed in it. Hallelujah. I know if I touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be made well. Glory to God. Let us continue that story. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know when Jesus was here talking to her? A youth came to Jairus and he told him the two seniors. One heard the positive youth and she said, if I touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be made well. And Jesus was going somewhere. The power of God was going to the house of Jairus. Hallelujah. But when this woman touched Jesus' thought, glory to God.
You don't appreciate it.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, your belief, your words can direct the power of God. Not can, your words direct the power of God. The power of God was on his way to Jairus' house. Glory to God. But this man with the words and a belief. Glory to God. With the words and a belief. She directed the power of God to herself. Glory to God. Your words. You see, several people touched. Hallelujah. Several people touched. You know, when Jesus asked, who touched me? The disciples said, how can you ask that question? He might be talking to anybody. He said, Jesus said, power left me. Hallelujah. Power left me. Glory to God. Virtue went out of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It means I can direct the power of God. I can direct the power of God with my words. Are you hearing me? Your belief, your words can suspend the power of God and make it work on your behalf. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm not Pentecost, I'm teaching the word of God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's begin the round up. We need to round up now. Hallelujah. You know, as Jesus was yet attending to this young woman, another news came to who? To Jairus. He said, but I'm not the master. Trouble not the master. Your damsel is dead. No, leave the master. Your damsel is dead. You know, you see, the situation has gone from bad to worse. Jairus, it's time to go bury your daughter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the doctor telling you that no hope is lost. All hope is lost. But you know, for the child of God, there's nothing like all hope is lost. Are you hearing me? For the child of God, you can't live your life that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me give you a shocker. Sister, happiness that you see today was given only few days to live. Except the transplant was done for 11 million. But you know, we believe the power of God. We believe the power of God. Those were the days Pastor Wisdom will come, will minister to her, and will tell her, say to yourself, the power of God is at work in me. Effecting the change and causing the cure. Hallelujah. She kept saying those words. She was at home saying those words, but no, she kept saying those words, and then she found herself in general hospital. She found herself in a critical condition. She found herself, her blood level was on 7. Medically, she was supposed to have a stroke. She was supposed to be in coma. But yet, she kept saying the power of God is at work in me, affecting the, causing the change and affecting the cure. Hallelujah. The doctors came and told her, sister, you hardly have 3 days more. Then that's what they told her. And they told her, see, it's only God that can make it happen. You know, some people will tell you it's only the miracle. Except miracle happen. Have you heard such words? When they think it's impossible, say it's only miracle. It's only a miracle that will make it work. But you know, that is what we believe in. Hallelujah. That is what we believe in. That miracle, when the natural process is destined to fail. Hallelujah. To superimpose the supernatural on the natural. Hallelujah. She kept saying those words. And you know the funny thing? Oh, not funny, but the serious truth. She looked up to the doctor. She looked up to the guy that had the PhD. The guy who is the best in hematology. The best hematologist in general hospital. She said, you know, I'm not going to die. I'm going to live. She told him to his face. He said, my blood level is going to come up. Glory to God. And she said, I want to do a test. Again. And they went to do the test. Hallelujah. Just a few hours before, her blood level was on 7. And when she did the test, the blood level was on 24. Hallelujah. They did it again after a few hours, it was on 29. The doctor was surprised. And they said, we'll check again after 2 days. If it still comes up, then we're going to discharge you without a drug. Listen to me. The power of God was. Hallelujah. The next day they did it, it was on 36. They did it again, it was on 39. And the doctor said, please stop everything you are eating because you will have our blood. Hey, glory to God. The power of God. I believe the power of God. Hallelujah. If there was anything that made me say, I believe the power of God on that situation, much more the power of God. Hallelujah. Say, I believe the power of God. I believe the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can have that desire change in your income. I didn't go there. Hallelujah. You can have it in your income, you know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can have it in your income, in your being paid. Glory to God. You can believe God for the income. Believe God for the supply. I believe God for the supply. Like you don't believe it? I believe God for the supply. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I believe God for the supply. Hallelujah. So that information came. Jairus talked not the master. Let's look at Jesus' response. And that's where we're going to go. Close. Hallelujah. Mark 5. Verse 36, as soon as Jesus heard the word, you know when they were telling Jairus, Jesus heard it. Jesus didn't give a millisecond. He didn't wait. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid, only believe. Only believe. Don't be afraid. Don't allow fear coming. The power of God does not work in the arena of fear. Fear and faith don't work in the same place. No, hallelujah. Fear and belief don't work. Hallelujah. As a believer, as a child of God, don't allow fear come. Hallelujah. So therefore, you're going to mind the information you receive. Jesus knew that information was to bring fear. Hallelujah. He knew the information was to bring fear. The words was meant to bring fear. Hallelujah. Were to bring this harm to the power of God. Hallelujah. Was to bring this harm. And Jesus said, be not afraid. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. Hallelujah. But Jesus got to the house of Jairus. What did he do? He sent out those, hallelujah, who were willing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 38. And when he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, Jairus, and saw the tumult, hallelujah, the uproar, and those who wept, wailed loudly, they were crying, he's not alive, this patient is gone. They were crying, hallelujah. And he came in, and he said to them, "Why this commotion and weep? The child is not dead but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. People who were supposed to be crying started to laugh. "Look at this joker. You know you learn to keep people who know how to mock, people who don't believe in the miraculous, to keep them far from you. People who talk down the power of God, you put them far from you. Look at what Jesus did to them. Look at it very well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they ridiculed him, but when he had put them all outside, learn to take those set of people outside. Learn to take men who don't believe, who do not have the same frequency of your belief outside. Do you know what that means? Hallelujah. Men who don't believe in the miraculous, put them out. Take them off your name. Take them off your line. Are you hearing me? I talk only the miraculous. I believe only the miraculous. I see only the miraculous. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody put something online today. I told the person you're not well. You are not well with this nonsense you are posting. Hallelujah. I want the person, I see this thing on your status letter, I'll delete you, I'll block you. Satan. Hallelujah. I mind I mind the things I read. So people, all they know how to do is to read everybody's status. Your megabyte is already status. Shame on you. You read everything. Plus, minus, quarter equals to. You read all. Read all. Feed your mind with wrong things. No, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people, they don't read 50 or 80 status in a second. They are not okay. They cannot just see the status. They will be, people that are posting, let me just look at it. Look at your life. Oh, yeah, I want to. What the father's going to share their message? Ah, my megabyte. I don't have MD. We have MD for status. We have MD for status. For motivation talk. Look at your life. You that you have done with WhatsApp status. You are not comfortable. You go to Facebook status. You're a status checker in the body of Christ. Well done. Hallelujah. But you let to keep people who don't have the same frequency as you far from you. Far from you. There are people's status I can never check. Like post 1 million, let it be good. I'm glad because I've seen something bad before. I can't do it. And the privilege I'm giving them by not reading is so that I don't read them. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. You learn to put those things away from you. The power of God does not walk in the arena of fear. You don't walk in the arena of unbelief. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Fear is a response to words. Faith and belief is a response to words. So therefore, you must ask yourself, what words am I allowing come in? Too many of the news will put fear. Hallelujah. Too many of what the economy is saying will put fear. As a child of God, learn not to depend on news, status. Depend on the word of God. The word of God is dependent on. Hallelujah! I believe God for the miraculous. I believe God for the miraculous. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Have you learned something today? Have you learned something today? Say, I believe God! For the miracles. I walk in miracles. Hallelujah. Let's go to feet. Oh, things are going to happen. The blind eyes will see. Hallelujah. The crippled will walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. DCSCRC. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Men, see, let me tell you something that will happen. Not only will men receive the miraculous, we receive miracles, healings for ourselves, we're also going to learn how to orchestrate the miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we don't know.
People don't know. Hallelujah. Just let go. And it can be as simple as telling somebody, I believe. You understand? I stand in faith with you. It's as simple as that. I stand in faith with you. Let go, stand in faith with you. Hallelujah. And believe God for the miracle. Hallelujah. Don't say, sir, I want to write this down. I'm trusting God. Because you just learn to say, tell the person, I stand in faith with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand in faith with you. The power of God is working with you, causing the change and affecting the fear. Your bodies are healed. Just stand in faith. As simple as that. Hallelujah. You don't need to go and buy Goya oil. There's no need for Goya oil. We don't do that here. We don't do such here. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. Just thank you.
Thank you. Ooh, we're walking.